Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire radio program is being offered to you on August the 1st, 2021. It's going fast. Who thought we'd be this far this quick? Well, maybe you did, but I certainly didn't. Anyway, I am very grateful you chose to be with me. We're going to talk about a subject that I harp on all the time with my students, and you hear it every time you see or hear me on either TV or radio. It is that thing, forgiveness. I cannot emphasize enough the state of forgiveness and what that actually means. And at the end of every program, as you know, I ask for your forgiveness, and people constantly send me emails saying, what does that mean? Why do you apologize for what you do? And they make it sound so ludicrous, you know, that I would ask for forgiveness. But basically, you know, it's all about humility, and never do I ever completely cover a subject the way I would like to, or maybe that it was intended to be. I always am dealing with the inadequacies of Gregory and some of the shortcomings he has, and also I don't want to slaughter a subject that I think is really important for you, to help you, and I never want it to be the quote-unquote final word. I want it to be a suggestion, an insight, maybe something that you can awaken to. I would much rather have it that way, and I try desperately to do that with you and with everybody I meet. I feel in a constant form of forgiveness. It's a yielding to love, a yielding to the heart, a yielding to life itself. So that's really what it's all about for me. And every so often I realize I have to go back and talk about this subject, because while it seems blatantly obvious to me, it is not blatantly obvious to a lot of people. So here we go. The first question is from Harold. He does not tell me where he lives. He goes into a lot of the things I've talked about quoting me, and he says, you talk about forgiveness all the time. Why? And then he talks about in his email why we should not forgive certain things that people have done and other things that people have done, yada, yada, yada. And he gives them the three-strike rule, and he goes in that after the third strike, he doesn't forgive anymore. That's the gist of his email. Greg and Harold cannot forgive. No matter how they would like to, they cannot. Why? Because of the fact of our DNA and our genetics, which rule our life as a human body, we live our life out of the source of the human body. And we live in such a manner that that source dominates everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that becomes our lifestyle. Nothing happens in my life at all, if I am living from the human body, without the consent of my emotions, my thoughts, and my physicality, my actual cellular level of a physical body. So when someone has done something that maybe Harold and Greg think are a threat to their survival in some way or another, it's going to come out, and it's going to be audacious as far as how we feel about it and what we want to do in the form of revenge. And vengeance is a matter of pride for a lot of people, and I just personally can't go there. Now, Harold, much like yourself, as you have talked about it in your email, I have been scorned by a lot of people, even my own colleagues, about what I teach, the way I teach, the manner of the teaching itself. They have a great deal of difficulty with it. They're set in their ways. I am kind of a maverick as a person. So I look at things from the point of view of how effective are they in my life, in the sense of attaining to consciousness. Most people are more worried about the purchase price of their life. They want their life to be the way they want it to be, and they think they have to buy it or somehow manipulate for it. And I am not one of those. I'm not a getter. I am a giver. And I don't look at the way life works from the point of view of just merely getting. And life will appear to work in the manner of my own spirit, how I go about livingness. So, to be honest with you, Harold, most people don't understand a single word I'm saying, nor do they want to, nor do they care to. And if you look at it from the point of view of a historical lifestyle, a historical belief system, or a historical event of, let's say, great teachings of the masters, very few people could follow them. It's easy to say I'm on the bandwagon with you, but it's another thing to really get on that bandwagon. Forgiveness requires a tremendous amount of surrender to love, to such a point, this surrender, that we look like we're being eaten alive and our pride goes down the tube. And when pride precedes everything I do, I will fall to my ego. So to be honest with you, Harold, really, really honest with you, forgiveness is the most important part of being in a practice. It's the state of a person's generosity. And the person who is the most generous is the one who has the ability not only to forgive, but to give. And this giving has a lot to do with the compassion of the heart, the authentic heart, as I might say. And this is very difficult for people because they rationalize the idea of their giving based on the simple premise that when you give, you lose. When you give something, you lose something. And that's their whole premise. And I don't work from that premise. I don't function in that premise. And I urge you not to. I couldn't tell you how grateful I am for my life. There would be no way. And I am more than willing to give anything I possibly would imagine would be impossible to give for the sake of my gratitude for my life and how beautiful it has become. I don't know how to say to you, you must forgive in order to awaken. And maybe awakening isn't your thing. Maybe you don't care about awakening. Most people don't. They don't even know what it means. They know what they imagine being rich means, or they imagine getting evil even with somebody who was evil, shall we say, to them. They can imagine things like that, but they can't go into the depths of authentic forgiveness. They just can't. Because their pride gets in the way, the vanity gets in the way, and then all of their rationale of, from my DNA, saying this person's an interloper, an intruder, a person who is trying to take what is mine, blah, 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 and we go that far with it. We overthink and underestimate our whole life based on the premise of what we have and what we think was taken away from us, that kind of thing. I have watched people who really needed to forgive, never forgive. And I've watched people, very few, forgive when they think they couldn't. So I've seen a lot of things in the years of my career. I really have. And I admire those who were willing to give it up for forgiveness and realize that most people in this world, most, know not what they do. They just don't know. They really don't know. If they knew, they wouldn't do what they're doing. I hope that helps you in some way. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. It's interesting how few of us care to understand. We just don't. Next one comes from Sarah in Lofton, Nevada. I don't know if I can forgive or even what it means to truly forgive. I've never really thought about it. It's a bit depressing. Then learn about it. Don't underestimate your ability. If you work from Sarah, you will never forgive. And hence, your life will never blossom or bloom or come into being. It just won't happen. But if you can forgive, if you are willing to forgive, if you are willing to take that step beyond the beyond and into the very nature of the goodness that lives within you in the heart, again, the authentic heart, then nothing can keep you. It would be the most important element of your life to forgive. But the reason we don't is, or don't think we can, is because we live via the human body. We live according to what its impulses are, and we think in terms of those impulses as being all important, and they're not. Just because I have an impulse to hate or fear or get angry or assume that I know whatever it is that I assume I know and then make war with my elements and someone else's elements doesn't mean that I have attained to anything that is righteous. And you mentioned righteousness in your email. The greatest righteousness there is the compassion of love. I feel like every one of us needs to really, really deeply go into forgiveness every day of our life. The first thing you must face when you get up in the morning is there will be much to forgive in the course of this day. And it won't be just other people. It will be ourselves. Why do I take offense? Why would I bother to take offense? What would it mean to be offended? What does that mean? What is being offended? So my ego gets, shall we say, knocked around a little bit, bruised. What does it matter? It is an integral part of my ego that never awakens, never will awaken, and is always making war with others and my own elements, my own inner being. Why would I care about that? Yes, it might be humiliating, but that's just the way it is. I have to look at it and think about how fragile my ego is. And if it's that fragile, to try to strengthen it is not going to be the way, nor will it be helpful to the causation of my life. I have to see the bigger picture, and that's the problem. Sarah, most of us don't see the bigger picture of our life or the field of our living because we're so busy trying to get more, have more, and sustain, and shall we say, enlarge the hubris of us. And we do this without really knowing. We're always in the defensive posture, if you notice. Every time we do something, everything that we do, we always live in that posture, that inner posture of being defensive and thinking that in being defensive, we've done the right thing, but we really haven't. All we've done is fortified the part of us that can't understand love, that can't appreciate deep silence, that can't appreciate the depths of peace, inner peace that we seek in some way or another. Most people do it through money and power and prestige. But to be honest with you, the only real peace there is the one that you find in the authentic heart. That is the only peace that matters. So if I were you, my darling, I would explore beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad, self-righteousness. I would examine how my need for conflict and fear and how pride sets in and sets the tone of my entire life. I'd be looking at all of that, and I really wouldn't be much worried about my pride and my ego. I really wouldn't. I would want love more than wanting all of that. And I do. And that's what it's all about. Love. Believe it or not, it is all about love. I hope that helps. Forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Kathy in Redondo Beach, California. I don't trust anyone, nor do I forgive people. Why, Kathy? Well, Kathy, I don't know you. This is very difficult for me. But I would say you don't trust people because you don't trust yourself. And if you don't trust yourself, how can you awaken to anything other than the misgivings you might have about other people? It's very, very important to forgive. Always forgive. But people don't like forgiveness. They don't. Again, they see it as a weakness. If you don't trust people, it's because you don't trust yourself. I'm not asking you to trust people. I understand how you feel about trusting people. They're dubious, to say the least, and fickle and two-faced. I get it. I get what you're saying. But you do have intuition. And why would you let your, shall we say, distrust for others, and maybe rightfully so in your mind or even in the evidence that you might have for other people, why would you allow that to taint your entire life? I wouldn't think you would want to do that. I would like to think that what you'd like to do is let love live you and let the bygones be the bygones. In other words, let people go. If you don't trust people, it might be that they're telling you the truth about yourself and you don't like hearing it. And if you don't like hearing it, if you don't like the way you're being treated, then that might have something to do with how you live with yourself. Remember, it all goes back to me and thee. So when you start to think about what's going on in the course of your lifetime, when you start thinking about how people treat you, it's how I treat myself that really matters. And if someone treats me against the, let's say, the common cause of my life, the common decency of my living, it might be because of me. Maybe there's something in me that makes all that happen. So you're going to want to look at the bigger picture of your life. And instead of taking things so personally, maybe you could look at things and see them for what they are. That might be very, very helpful. Might be essential even. You never know. But that's where I would go with it if I were you. Remember, you don't want to leave this world in a personal affront, as though you were treated badly. In the bottom line, it's how we treat ourselves that makes the difference, that is the causation of our life. And how I assume and interpret myself or others is all a matter of conjecture. You want to let love be the premise of your living. I got to get out of here. Thank you for your beautiful question, Kathy, and I hope you will forgive me. Namaste. Well, there we are. We're in the 1st of August. I'll be back on the air next week with another two programs. Hope you'll listen. I hope they help you. That's really what I want. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.